And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Voices from the Grid. I am the White Ranger, Michael, along with the Red Ranger, Sasha.
The one, the only, the incredibly snarky.
Snarky indeed. We're doing Storybook Rangers part one and two. One of the many, many multi-parters near the end of season two.
AKA one of the top two worst two-parters.
Yeah.
I know that's a mouthful title, but there it is.
So let's just hop right into it with everyone's favorite segment in my mind, the quick run through Storybook Rangers, and we're doing part one and two at the same time because let's just get the hell through it. All right, so we begin at Angel Grove High School, and it's the book fair. Kim fantasizes over the fairy tale books, and then Tommy buys Kim a book her father read to her all the time when she was a child. Rita plots, but Golar tries to stifle her. Bulk and Skull plot to make their own monster, and then Rita casts a spell on Kim's book, and Kim, Tommy, and Rocky are sucked into the book. They try to call for help, but they are cut off due to the spell. Grumble the Elf appears, and Kim, Tommy, and Rocky follow him. At the youth center, Billy, Adam, and Aisha meet up, and then Zed plots to steal the toys in the storybook. Putties arrive too late as two teenagers walk off with the book, but they get in. But they get into the book, and they steal the toys because they want to prevent the story from ever ending. Billy, Adam, and Aisha go looking for Tommy, Kim, and Rocky. After being told by Miss Appleby that she hasn't seen them, Billy, Adam, and Aisha head to the command center. Tommy, Kim, and Rocky deal with a snow monster inside the book. They try to morph, but the morphers are frozen. Didn't see that one coming. Bulk and Skull have been consistent on making a monster, and Rita and Zed help accelerate that process. Tommy, Rocky, and Kim deal with an avalanche caused by the monster, which then leads us into part two, which on the viewing globe, Billy, Adam, and Aisha are watching on. They head back to Angel Grove High School to look for the book. And then meanwhile, in the book, Tommy, Rocky, and Kim are safe in a cave. Bulk and Skull work on bringing the monster to life. Zed helps it become reality. And then Billy, Adam, and Aisha found the book. Kim, Trini, and Rocky are found by Grumble. And then Kim decides that they can go backwards in the story. However, that plan doesn't really pan out. At least she's trying to think on her feet on this one. Back at the command center, Billy analyzes the book. They are alerted of Bulk and Skull's situation, and Adam, Aisha, and Billy morph into action. Adam takes it to the Jerk Turkey. That's its name. It's called Jerk Turkey, which is a pretty good dish, actually. Now I'm hungry. The three call upon the power cannon and defeat the monster, which I thought you needed to have all six rangers to utilize the cannon. I guess not. Toys return in the book, and Tommy, Rocky, and Kim help Grumble get to the end of the book. But Rita summons Mondo the Magician. We'll talk about this guy. Tommy, Kim, and Rocky return from the book, and all six morph to fight Mondo. Thunder Megazord time, and then with the help of the White Tiger Zord, they defeat Mondo. Back at Angel Grove High School, Kim, Tommy, and Rocky tells the other what it was like in the book. And that ends Storybook Rangers, and Sasha's asleep. Yo, Sasha, wake up.
Wait, is the boring episode
yeah,
over?
It's, it, yeah, yeah, the boring okay. stuff is over, yeah.
So something we mentioned or will mention, I can't even tell which episode we're on at this point, but no, is that like a lot of these two-parters, especially this and like the Return of the Green Ranger, feel like it's sort of like, let's toss a bunch of crap together and see what sticks and call it a two-parter, because there's really no reason this needed to be a two-parter. It's just a very long and unnecessary episode, which doesn't do anything. It's just pointless filler before we get to the finale. Well, I guess, or not even a finale, the cutoff episode. I will be forever grateful when Power Rangers gives us legit finales, because this is like, there's what, like three episodes left after this two-parter in the season? And this episode, these two episodes are just so dumb. So first, I do have a nostalgia 90s moment. Remember book fairs?
Yeah, they were awesome.
Fun. Kim wants to be a princess. That is like the most shocking and unexpected thing I've ever heard. But kudos to them for at least being consistent that she's the girly girl here. Goldar is only 24 carats. That's such a waste. Like really, I expected a little bit more gold. Kim and Tommy and Rocky getting sucked into the book was kind of Also, why does the monster look kind of like a frozen Santa Claus version of Mr. Tickle Sneezer? Also, I don't know why, but Rumple, Rumble, Tumble, whatever the fork his name is, has a kind of a familiar voice, and I'm not quite sure why, but
Let me look that up. So Grumble the Elf is a repainted version of Mr. Tickle Sneezer, like you said, but with the chest of Gnarly Gnome.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's another one of the monsters.
Okay. So they just took the head of one monster, put it on the body of another, and called it good?
Yeah. Let's see here. Where is Grumble? Robert Axelrod is the voice of Grumble the Elf.
That's why.
Yeah. And then also the snow monster is a recolored version of Primator with more fur added. Episode is the only on-screen appearance of Die Ranger villain Lieutenant Colonel Shaddam, portrayed by Rintaro Nishi.
My condolences to him.
And this is like, and as I mentioned this before, this is like the only time we actually see one of the legitimate evil villains from Die Ranger, who's like one of the main villains throughout the series. So cool. You're just like, I don't care.
Everybody that knows me knows I don't give two fudge brownies about the Sentai. Or as I said last episode, two putties. But I will give Zed points for using the words procrastinating putties. Kudos for the alliteration, Lord Zed, but it doesn't save you from this terrible, well, actually it's not the worst plot ever. Compared to others, this is actually not the worst plot ever. So they get sucked into the storybook and Kim's first reaction is, I'm so sorry. What, did you curse the storybook? Did you suck them into it? Like, at this point, they should be prepared that anything they touch in a given episode or anything they talk about will somehow be turned into a monster. Like, it's been a trend.
They'll just get sent to that time.
Do not mention me, time travel, and Power Rangers ever again.
Foreshadowing for episodes we've already recorded.
Just don't. I'm still in pain. I can't. Like, Power Rangers should just not time travel, or at least don't time travel to places where dinosaurs don't exist, because I feel like dinosaurs, they can easily not screw up for the most part. But anytime they have to deal with like historical humans, this is where it makes me want to bash my head against the wall. So just like, don't do it.
So real quick, so that book that Bulk and Skull's using to make the monster. The author of the book is
I have a note about that. The author's name is H.P. Toth, which is a really nice crack at R.L. Stein.
No.
Yes.
According to Alien Encounters in Angel Grove, which is like another site podcast, it's largely suspected that H.P. Toth, the guy who wrote Monster Making Made Easy, the book that Bulk and Skull used, is an alias of Finster.
Is there any canon evidence to support this?
Not that we would know of, but I actually like that idea because it would explain what Finster's been up to up until the wedding.
He wrote a book and decided to get it published on Earth. Yeah, all right, I'll buy it. I still think it's a nice reference to R.L. Stein, but it can be both of those things.
Yeah, it could definitely be both of those things. But I just thought it was kind of, I like that little note. Because it's like, you know, that could be why we haven't seen Finster in a while, you know?
Yeah, he locked himself in his laboratory to write a book. Sure, you know what? It's still not the weirdest thing to ever have in Power Rangers.
That clay that he makes monsters out of is expensive, okay? He has to have the money come from somewhere.
Okay, wait, but why does he need money? Zed's not using him to make the clay monsters.
he's back at this point now because he's with Rita again.
No, excuses. So Skull actually looks pretty good. Even if he picked the wrong book, I really gotta hand it to them, because like, I don't give two hoots what the Rangers are wearing, but Bulk and Skull are very fashionable. Like, I would wear most of Skull's wardrobe, probably. Maybe not the Civil War stuff, but in general, like, he's got some, like, they're like, it's supposed to be like 90s punk, but they sort of have their own kind of like slightly biker, slightly nerdy like outfits, and I kind of dig it. They're like very much people that actually don't really care what others think about them. How can you feel cold in a, oh, this is really silly. This whole thing is, and like, this is like a fairy tale book, right? So nothing in the book is actually real, yet somehow they still feel cold, even though they didn't feel like any other temperature except cold. And their morphers freezing in painted snow is the dumbest excuse for why they can't morph.
Not just in painted snow, but it literally looks like they're in blocks of ice.
It's still dumb. I'm sorry. It's still dumb. So Billy actually like has an emotion in this episode, which is when Aisha's like, hurry, Billy. And he just gives her this look like, do not rush me.
I love that, actually.
There's this subtle, like slightly look over the shoulder, like, girl, do not test me right now. I like Bulk and Skull trying to create their own monster is actually kind of clever, but also kind of dumb, which is sort of like, I feel like I said this like the last episode we recorded, which is like, this is a really good idea. This is a dumb idea. It's like, you get the good and the bad.
You get both in this one.
But also kudos to Rita and Zed for like keeping an eye on them. And they're like, oh, they're making a monster. Cool. We'll just bring that to life. Why waste our efforts? Also, Zordon really couldn't find the book, but then he can.
Yeah, it's like,
by the power of plot convenience.
Yep.
Which is like my mantra for most of this. And like, I have a note here that says, why can't the Rangers go through like they did before? I don't know what that's about. But oh well. Zed wrapped a monster. I don't know what that means. Turkey wearing tech gear. Oh yeah, because he animated the Balkan Skull's monster.
Yeah, because like originally they're building a monster, and then Skull ended up getting how to make a Thanksgiving dinner book.
Why? I have a note here that says, why would you run out of air? Didn't one of them say something like, oh my God, I don't know how much oxygen we have left? Which was just a silly line.
I don't recall that one.
Oh, also, Zordon is a jerk because he's like, oh, like, granted, he could have like surmised, but he's like automatically knows what Bulk and Skull's intentions were with creating a monster, which means he was spying on them, which means he could have sent Alpha or somebody to like, hey, maybe you shouldn't mess with things you don't know. Instead, he just doesn't do anything and then reports on it when Zed used it. So like, Zordon is useless and a jerk. Rita knows a semi-fictional wizard. Of course she does. And I'll give them credit. They managed to create a monster that actually looks pretty powerful, despite the fact that it looks like a giant turkey. It kind of reminded me of Pudgy Pig a little bit.
Minus it eating everything.
Yeah. And Bulk and Skull worry their creation will kill the Rangers. Which again means that like, They're not bad people. They don't actually want to hurt the Rangers. They just want to create a situation where they can meet the Rangers and then not forget about it. So there's kind of like two concepts in this episode, which is the storybook thing and then the story of Bulk and Skull trying to create their own monster. This really should have been two separate episodes. One is they're trapped in a storybook. The first, and then the other episode is Bulk and Skull decide to create their own monster. A Bulk and Skull focused episode that maybe ends with them meeting the Power Rangers as the Rangers, not as teens, and being like, hey guys, like, maybe this wasn't a good idea. Like, we're happy to like get to know you, and like, we want you to like, you know, be a good citizen or whatever, but just like, don't create monsters that Zed will use. Because as we've learned, Zed and Rita will use any opportunity to make a monster. Um, Yeah, so they finish the story, they break free. Kim gives them, she gives Grumble the elf the book or something like that. She gives Bulk and Skull at the end of the episode the book of Grumble the elf, and then they scream for some reason. And then Kim laughs. Oh, because they open the book and there's like a monster in there and he waves because the storybook is still alive, and they scream and Kim just laughs at them. I'm like, what is wrong with you? These boys just made a monster and were very clearly traumatized. So you're going to give them a storybook that has another monster that will clearly scare them. Why are the Rangers such jerks? Jeez Louise.
Because Bulk and Skull are the real humans.
They really are, though. Like, they can do good and bad things. They have flaws. I'd really rather watch Bulk and Skull's journey than this season of Power Rangers. That is where I'm at with that.
You just want to just edit Power Rangers where all it is just Bulk and Skull scenes.
No, that's not what I said. I said like a Bulk and Skull centered season where like we actually have a journey from beginning to end, because once we get to Zeo, is each season actually has a beginning and an end. Each season has a complete story arc for the most part, or one story arc will blend into the next seasons, like with Turbo and In Space, right? So each season, but here it's like, you know, so Bulk and Skull have a shtick each season, like it's something that they do. But like in Space, when they're searching for aliens, or that when they decide to become cops, or even that one time in Turbo when they spend the majority of the season as monkeys, like there's an arc, as stupid as that might be. The Rangers don't have an arc. It's more of like, we're the heroes of the show. We get to fight the monsters. Well, Tommy gets to fight the monsters. And, you know, they're just kind of there to be that, like they're very bland by comparison to Bulk and Skull. Especially Rocky.
Rocky just exists.
You know what would have been cool? Would have been cool is like Aisha, Rocky, and Adam actually get to the school and they actually befriend Bulk and Skull. Like that would have been a novel concept, and they're nice to them. And maybe like Rocky and Adam bond, or not Rocky and Adam, Bulk and Skull and Adam bond over the fact that they both like the color black a lot, or like anything to give the Rangers a little bit more depth, a little bit more personality, a little bit more of just like, oh, we're the new guys and we're the part of the team now. And we're just like, all right, this episode was bad. It was such a wasted two-parter. The storybook concept was so stupid. I'm just like, this is like when Samurai tried to appeal to like 8-year-olds instead of 12-year-olds. It kind of felt like that a little bit. Like, your audience is a year older than it was. Don't dumb them down. Oh, make it stop now.
Okay, what's your socials?
All right.
So, just like that. Okay, what's the socials?
So, you can find me on geekgirl101.tumblr.com. I don't try to piss people off. I'm not a bad person. It just kind of happens that way because I'm very snarky. I don't think I managed to annoy anybody on Twitter too much yet, shockingly, but you can find me there at Geeky Kaplan. That's Kaplan with a K, after the greatest Marvel superhero ever, Billy Kaplan. As I point to my poster, nobody can see me. And of course, geekycaptainwrites.wordpress.com, where you can find my comic book reviews and maybe probably an eventually written review of WandaVision. Don't quote me on that if it doesn't happen. Now, Michael, what about you?
Yeah, you don't need a written thing because we did it like 9 episodes of a podcast for it.
Yeah, but it would be cool to sort of talk about like the overall arc of the season and some. I didn't really talk too much about the flaws of the episode because we recorded like right on Fridays after I'd watched the episode once or twice, so it was like I didn't always have time to like fully process and like think everything through before we recorded the episodes, so it would be nice to kind of like sit down and get all my thoughts on paper.
Which is fair, but also, like, in a way, recording after watching it, like, the one or two times, like...
It's like gut reactions.
It's that, yeah, exactly. It's nice having those episodes where you actually have a gut reaction because you're watching something for the first time. So it's kind of nice. Like what we're going to do with New Mutants in the future.
Oh, yeah, that's still going to be a thing.
Yeah. But anyways, you can find me on Twitter at @thelindamom75. I just retweet stuff. It's what I do. Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions. I just share everything on the website there. Twitch, doing the video game stuff at twitch.tv/michaelx75. Be warned, I am not safe for work on Twitch. I curse a lot, especially with the people who I play with on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And of course, the website at txhdhockey.com/VFTG for the show, and Twitter at VFTG_PR, where everybody will occasionally post on the Twitter. And that's also where you can find episodes being posted. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're getting close to the end. We literally have 3 episodes left before our season finale episode. And then the movie. So until next time, for our next more phenomenal episode, may the power protect you.
By the power of...